AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A respondent, Karen Shamas, reports on Palestinians reacting to the news that the first stage of a ceasefire plan has been agreed on.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. The agreement will see a pause to Israel's assault on Gaza and the release of the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. Exhausted Palestinians greeted the deal warily on Thursday as a possible breakthrough toward ending Israel's devastating two-year offensive on Gaza. Rabbi Duher from Rafah told the AP he had mixed emotions of happiness and pain because of all the human loss that Gazans endured. Most Palestinians questioned said they wanted to go back to their homes in Gaza. Some, however, had nothing left to go back to but rubble. Israel's military has killed more than 67,000 Palestinians in Gaza in the past 2 years, as UN experts have said Israel's actions in the territory amount to genocide. I'm Karen Shemas.
A federal judge will hear arguments today over President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago area officials strongly oppose the deployment. The government shutdown is entering its ninth day. Democrats want subsidies for health plans extended. Trump and Republicans say they will only negotiate on Democratic demands on health care benefits after they vote to reopen the government. And the State Department says it's fired a U.S. diplomat over a romantic relationship he admitted to having with a Chinese woman alleged to have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. This dismissal is believed to be the first of its kind for violating a ban on these relationships that was introduced late last year under the Biden administration. And Joan Kennedy, the former wife of Senator Edward Kennedy, died yesterday at the age of 89. More on this story at APNews.com. This is AP News. The women's college basketball poll is celebrating a half century of shaping the sport.
This season marks the 50th year of the women's college basketball poll, with the AP rankings setting the table. The poll was founded by the Philadelphia Inquirer's Mel Greenberg in 1976, 6 years before the first NCAA tournament. 1995 UConn champion and Basketball Hall of Famer Rebecca Lobo recalls the poll's significance.
There wasn't a place where you could go and really figure out who are the best teams in the country. So the AP poll was that place.
Former LSU and UCLA coach Nikki Fargus remembers sending faxes and mailings out to potential recruits that showed poll rankings. Lobo says the poll was ahead of its time.
Folks who were voting on that were caring long before a lot of people were when it came to women's basketball.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.